And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 2nd of June, 2017. It was on this day, 1692, the Court of Oyer and Terminer convened in Salem Town, Massachusetts, beginning what would become known as the Salem Witch Trials. January of that year, the hysteria had begun. Few teenage girls, including the daughter of the village minister Samuel Parris, began acting strangely, having fits, and the girls started naming women in town who they said were witches, the minister's Caribbean slave, Tituba, and two women, Sarah Good and Sarah Osborne, who were eccentric and outcasts in the town. More teenage girls started to throw fits, crying out, disrupting church meetings, accusing reputable churchgoers, oftentimes people whom their parents had feuded with for years. Within a matter of weeks, warrants were issued for dozens of accused witches. The jails were full. Governor William Phipps ordered the formation of the special court of Oyer and Terminer to try the cases. The first was that of Bridget Bishop, a tavern owner, who was odd because she played shuffleboard and she dressed in clothing unsuitable for a woman, so she was found guilty, sentenced to hang on June the 10th. It was the first of 19 executions that took place over the next 4 months. A 20th victim, Giles Corey, was tortured to death when he refused to enter a plea. The hysteria spread to nearby towns, and people began to see it as a way to get revenge on neighbors with whom they'd been feuding. Many of the accused confessed to witchcraft, which was a way to escape execution. And then in October, Governor Phipps dissolved the court, prohibited further arrests. Many Puritan ministers in the colony had been calling for an end to the trials, and one factor may have been that some of the afflicted girls had accused the governor's wife of witchcraft. And it's the birthday of the man who said, "The business of the poet and the novelist is to show the sorriness underlying the grandest things and the grandeur underlying the sorriest things." Thomas Hardy, born in Higher Buckhampton in Dorset, England, 1840, whose first big success was Far From the Madding Crowd, 1874, wrote more novels, was tired of the scandal they caused, gave up on fiction, and returned to his first love, poetry. Here's a poem for today by Ruth Stone, "Before the Blight." The elms stretched themselves in indolent joy, arching over the street that lay in green shadow under their loose tent. And the roses in Mrs. Mix's yard pretzeled up her trellis with pink Limoges cabbage blooms like Rubens nudes. My lips whispered over the names of things in the meadows, in the orchard, in the woods, where I sometimes stood for long moments listening to some bird telling me of the strangeness of myself, rocked in the sinewy arms of summer. A poem by Ruth Stone, "Before the Blight," from her collection What Love Comes To, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.